Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Hey there. Today we are looking at the articles in The Juice for Wednesday, January 21st, 2026.
And as always, our whole goal here is just to give you, the parents and teachers listening, a quick briefing on what your students are reading.
Exactly. So you have a few conversation starters ready to go.
And it looks like a pretty heavy news cycle today.
It is. We've got some serious geopolitical conflict, some domestic tension, but then we also have some environmental innovation and, believe it or not, jellyfish.
All right, well, let's start with the heavy hitter then. The first article covers the situation in Ukraine.
Yeah, and it's a grim one. The war is approaching its fifth year, and the article focuses on Russia's winter bombing campaign.
And they're targeting power systems specifically.
Right, the energy grid. So you have the immediate concerns about civilians freezing, you know, no heat or electricity. Mm. But there's also the bigger fear about the safety of nuclear plants.
Of course, the narratives from each side are, well, they're completely at odds.
Completely. Yeah. Ukrainian officials call it a terror campaign designed to force a surrender.
While Russia says they're only striking military industrial targets.
So that's really the core of it. A great discussion to have is about the responsibility leaders have to protect civilians during a war.
And also about resilience. I mean, how does losing essential things like heat and power impact a population's will to keep going?
That's a great question.
Okay, so shifting from that conflict to a major economic story coming out of China.
Yeah, and on the surface, the headline number looks good, 5% GDP growth in 2025.
But that doesn't really tell the whole story, does it?
Not at all. The real story here is demographic. They've hit a historic low in their birth rate, and the population actually dropped by over 3 million people.
Wow. And the article points to things like high housing costs and, and job security.
Exactly. These big structural issues are making young people really hesitant to start families.
So you end up with this massive long-term problem, a shrinking workforce trying to support a rapidly aging population.
Precisely. For a conversation at home, you could connect it to personal decisions. You know, what factors influence people when they think about starting a family?
And then zooming out, how does a country's entire economy have to change when its main engine, the workforce, starts to shrink?
It's a huge question they're facing.
And that kind of tension between systems and people is also playing out here in the U.S. in this third article.
Yeah, this one's a developing story out of Minnesota, and it's pretty volatile. It involves clashes between IC officers and protesters.
And it got very personal, right? There was a protest at an officer's church.
A disruptive one, yeah. And then there are separate allegations of a warrantless home raid by ICE agents.
So it's getting very messy. You've got local leaders calling federal tactics un-American.
And now the Department of Justice is stepping in to investigate. So, you know, both sides are facing accusations of aggression and legal questions.
It really highlights that friction between enforcement and civil rights.
It does. A good discussion starter is just about values. When conflicts like this happen, what should guide how protesters and authorities act?
And how do we balance enforcing our laws with protecting individual privacy and rights? A tough one.
A very tough balance.
All right, let's shift gears to something a little more constructive. Atlanta is getting ready for some huge events.
Yeah, the World Cup and the Super Bowl. Yeah. And to get ready, they're looking at their roads.
And they're repaving them in a really interesting, eco-friendly way.
They are. They're using this rubber-modified asphalt, which is made from scrap tires.
This is just turning old trash into new roads.
Pretty much. They're partnering with a nonprofit called The Ray, and these new roads are smoother and they last twice as long.
That's a perfect real-world example of a circular economy.
It really is, and it prompts a great question for students. What responsibility do cities have to protect the environment when they host these massive events?
And more simply, why is it so important to find new uses for waste products like old tires?
Instead of just letting them pile up in a landfill.
Exactly. Okay, now for what might be my favorite story of the day, the one about sleep.
I thought you'd like this one. It's fascinating. A new study on jellyfish found that they sleep.
Even though they don't have brains, right?
No brains at all. Which suggests that sleep didn't evolve for, you know, resting our minds. It evolved for something much more basic. DNA repair.
That is a huge reframe. So sleep isn't a mental reset, it's cellular maintenance.
It's cellular maintenance. The implication is that sleep actually evolved before brains did.
Wow. So for a discussion, you could start personal.
Yeah, just ask. How do you notice your own body or mind change when you don't get enough rest?
Mm-hmm. And then the bigger question, why might this biological need for sleep be even stronger, more fundamental than the need for complex thought?
It's a real mind bender.
It is. Okay, finally, let's wrap up with the quote of the day.
This one comes from American author and social commentator Fran Lebowitz. The quote is, "Think before you speak. Read before you think."
I love that. It's such a perfect counterpoint to today's hot take culture.
It really is. It suggests a process, right? Reading is the input, thinking is the processing.
And only then is speaking the output.
Exactly. So a discussion could be about that. How does reading actually prepare a person to think and speak more effectively?
And what's the value in just pausing? Pausing to process before you share an opinion.
So that covers the briefing for today. We hope this helps you engage with the news your students are reading in The Juice.
It was great. And as you go about your day, you know, think about those jellyfish. If sleep is more fundamental to life than a brain is, what other biological instincts are driving us that we aren't even aware of?
Something to think about.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.